Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
Former South African Olympic swimmer Charlene Woodstock, much better known around the world as Princess Charlene of Monaco, has been in South Africa for the last few months now. She had surgery earlier this year on an ear, nose and throat ailment. And because of complications with equalizing, she hasn't actually been able to fly home. So she's been here in KZN working on her foundation and has been apart from her six-year-old twins and her husband, Prince Albert, for several months now. So I caught up with her yesterday on Zoom. I must say, she was looking very relaxed, dressed in camouflage and watching the sunset in the bush. So I asked her whether she's been watching Team South Africa's swimmers at the Olympics. Prince Albert is actually in Tokyo supporting Team Monaco. So I asked her about that, and I asked her about the work that she's currently doing on rhino preservation as well. Have a listen.
Where are you? It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, the location is in KwaZulu-Natal, and it is beautiful. Great winter.
So you obviously are spending a long time in South Africa. There are pros and cons, but tell us about some of the pros. Obviously, you are in the African bush and you look like you're having a good time at least.
Yeah, well, initially I was only supposed to be here for 10 to 12 days. And unfortunately, I had a problem equalizing my ears, and I found out through a doctor, obviously, that I had a sinus infection and quite a serious one. So it's taken time to address this problem that I'm having. I cannot go into full detail, but I cannot force healing. So I will be grounded in South Africa until the end of October. And I'm in, obviously, Natal, the Natal region. And obviously, that the reason being is because I cannot fly above 3,000 meters. Otherwise, I'll have a problem with my ears. So whilst I'm here, I have obviously established my foundation in South Africa. And I've been working on certain projects. I feel well and I feel good. I'm just... Obviously, it's a waiting game for me, but I've had a great opportunity to understand a little bit more about South Africa, the environment, the needs, and it's been wonderful being back in South Africa. And at this time, I think it's crucial that people are aware of certain things by my foundation.
Okay, and then obviously it must be incredibly trying for you and difficult for you to be grounded in South Africa. Your twins are not with you. As a mother, I can really relate to that. So, you know, my kids are pretty much the same age as yours, and that must be pretty tough for you at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's the longest period I've actually been away from Europe, and let alone my children. But I'm in FaceTime with them most days. And they've been here. They've come to Natal, and they will be returning to see me again after my procedure. As I said, it's just a waiting game. I cannot predict how my healing process will go. But as I said, it's been an amazing opportunity. But yeah, I'm very sad that I can't be with my children during the summer in Europe.
And then as a former Olympian, I'm sure that you are watching what's happening in Tokyo. Prince Albert is in Tokyo at the moment. How do you feel about not being there? And what have you been watching? And have you been watching the South Africans in the pool?
Well, if I had to answer some questions, I would be breaking protocol. I really salute the athletes that have taken a very high risk to be in Japan during a pandemic. It's not easy for the parents. It's not easy for the athletes. As a former Olympian, I don't think I would have taken the risk myself of going that far. But the determination and the sacrifice that these athletes have made, they are my heroes. And my congratulations to the parents and the families that are watching their children compete to win a medal. For me, they're all gold medalists. And that's all I really have to say about that.
Would you have liked to have gone to watch at least?
I don't think I would have liked to have gone to Japan, no.
And what do you think about the performance of Team South Africa in the pool? Tatiana Schoenmaker has been the big golden girl for us, eh?
It's absolutely exceptional, and I congratulate her, and there's more to come. And she is obviously under pressure, but I know that girl, she can handle it. She's not a quitter, and she'll make it. Whether she wins, whether she loses, or whatever the case is, she's still a champion, and the best is yet to come.
Fantastic. And then obviously you say you're going to be here until October. So what are you going to be doing, and your work of your foundation? What are you going to be focusing on?
Well, right now we have, I have united my foundation with my husband's, Prince Albert's Foundation, which is environmental preservation, conservation, education. And so I've combined that with his, and I'm using sub-Saharan Africa to work, because there are a number of things that need to be addressed in this country. There is a deterioration of a species that has walked this planet for millions of years, a rhinoceros, and it is on the verge of extinction. And something needs to be done about this. So these are one of my projects that I'm working on, and I think people need to sit up and think about that this cannot be happening. This should not be happening. So I'm using every network and every means possible to get the attention of the world, to get behind me and support and to stop this. Because without the rhino, you're going to tamper with an ecosystem. And that is vitally important for our environment. I would love for my grandchildren to see a rhino someday. But I feel if we do not unite and do something now globally, we're not going to have this chance.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to say, or any other message you'd like to get out there?
I just want to say to South Africa, thank you so much. It's great being home. I appreciate the support. I'm doing well. My heart is with everyone. I know it's not easy right now. I'm on the ground. I'm with you all. Stand strong. Stand united. We can do this. Thank you.